USA Radio News.
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. In related news, OSHA officially ended its emergency temporary standard on Wednesday. It had required COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly tests in workplaces with 100 or more employees. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this month that OSHA did not have the authority to require such mandates for businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Single, illegal immigrant men are being distributed throughout the U.S.
Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
Department of Homeland Security claims 47,000 illegal immigrants ordered to appear did not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell backed up his group's idea that an interest rate hike in March is likely. The belief is that a slightly higher rate might help slow inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is calling it quits in June. Here's what to expect for a confirmation hearing.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is reportedly calling it quits at the end of this term. The 83-year-old has been on the court for nearly 28 years and is described as a pragmatic liberal. As far as what we can expect in a confirmation hearing, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
This is a long, grueling process. You'll have Republicans who will have to figure out, obviously, what to see who the nominee is, but I think figuring out who the nominee is and figuring out what those attacks are on that nominee and trying to stonewall it. Because this nominee, whoever it is, when they get confirmed, could be on the bench for 2-3 decades ruling on some of the big issues of the day, from the Second Amendment all the way down to abortion. So this certainly is going to set up a big battle going into the midterms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nissan is recalling more than 793,000 small SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because water can get into the wiring in the driver's footwell, cause corrosion, and could start a fire. The recall covers Nissan Rogue SUVs from the 2014 through 2016 model years. Singer-songwriter Neil Young is removing his music from Spotify after telling the company to choose him or Joe Rogan. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.